Let's pick up Susan in Los Angeles, and she's got a question about iron and cholesterol. Are you there, Susan?
Yes. Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And I've been using your product for a while. I'm 51, 113 pounds.
Okay.
And I did the whole series of coffee enemas, and
okay.
I did a blood test and an ultrasound to see how my cholesterol was.
Yep.
Well, it's still high. But the weird thing is now I'm totally anemic. My iron saturation is 4.
Okay.
The serum is 14. My cholesterol is still high. And now I have cysts on my left ovary and a UTI infection. So I don't know how I got into this mess.
Well, you're living in America, and the food here is a pathetic excuse for food. We've anachronized it very appropriately, Standard American Diet, SAD. That's how you got in this mess. And, of course, let's try to beat each one of these at a time. First, cholesterol, most of the time, when we do a series of 13 weeks of two-a-week coffee enemas, most of the time, probably around 9 out of 10, the cholesterol settles right back down because the bile flow is what precipitates the excess cholesterol from the blood. However, I can tell you in my own case, I'm a little bit older than you, that nothing happened when I did almost 40 or 50 coffee enemas, and finally right around 55, 56, there was a huge change. So I'm going to tell you, keep going with the coffee enemas. The other thing I'm going to tell you is that you need to get on the Max Stress B if you're not taking it, and you're very small, so I would start with a quarter teaspoon. And I would build to no more than 1 teaspoon per day. Now, in there, you've got the cholesterol, the B6, which keeps the bile salts in suspension so that they can flow normally and help the precipitation of the excess cholesterol. The other thing that I would do here is make sure that I've got the DEC working for me. You've been using Gallbladder Nano to do your 13-week program. I'd continue that, but I would now add Gallbladder Complex to see if we can't dilate the neck of that gallbladder, and I would use about 2 per meal. Okay?
Yeah, I did that.
Good. I would resume it because obviously we have not gotten far enough along to knock the spots out of this problem, okay? Now, that should give us cholesterol and bile flow. And the anemia, though, this guy, I'm sure they've been checking your stool to see what's going on.
Right, and there's no blood.
No blood. That's important. Okay.
And no menses that are strong or anything like
good.
That.
And you're extremely anemic, however, by the numbers you quote. So my immediate suspicion is going to be that we're looking at either a bug in the intestine, and I hear a sound of mucus to your voice, and usually the body is producing mucus to blockade the uptake of a nutrient or to blockade the intake of an offending organism, possibly in the gut. So you may have something going on in there, and looking at the level, and you're not menstruating heavily, I'm going to say that almost for sure there's something going on in that intestine. And you're fortunate, though, you're in Los Angeles. We've got a clinic there in the Torrance area of Los Angeles. And Dr. Vincent Medici and there's Dr. Doug Wiley are over there. And these guys are very experienced. They should be able to find the source and show you what to do. Immediately, you could go on some blood builder to try to help the body recover normal levels of iron, but that's not the problem. You need to get to the cause of the problem, and at your body size, 2 blood builder per meal should buy you some time till you can find out what's the driver, but my immediate suspicion is there is a bug there, and there may be more than one bug, and that is probably why you're going through all these things, and these bugs also can deplete your minerals. When you're mineral depleted, that's when you begin seeing these cystic formations at the ovaries because you're going to have a low urine pH. So,
oh, no, I'm watching. I'm taking calcium, and it's on the green zone.
Okay. You're using the coral calcium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you
the green mix and everything.
And you've forced the pH back to the 6-4-7-0 zone in the morning?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, I want you to start checking the evening urine pH, and if that's very acid, then you know you have a raging infection somewhere in the body, either a bug in the intestine or possibly there might be a dental issue. So I think you may want to consider visiting the clinic and have them figure out what that is. The phone number there is 310-320-1132. Got that?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go there.
Good luck, and give me a call after a little while and let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye now.